What happened with the Alter Rebbe? The Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, he lived in Ukraine, Russia, south of Russia, and at one point in his life, he was imprisoned. Why was he imprisoned? Because there was a very, very strong opposition within Judaism itself to Hasidus. It was a very, very strong opposition for many reasons. One of the reasons, just one of them, is because the Hasidim explained, showed through the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, the founder, etc., etc., that you might have a very learned Jew that knows a lot of Talmud and Torah and Kabbalah, whatever he wants to learn, go and learn, and he has an incredible mind. However, his connection to God is limited to what his mind teaches, to what his mind understands, etc., etc. Hasidus came and said, wait a second, might be that the heart of a pure, simple, I mean really simple Jew, it's more connected to God than even the heart of this great sage, etc., etc. Of course, the sages didn't like that. Don't come to me and say that this guy doesn't even know how to read, he's higher than me? No way. There was a lot of opposition on many strengths in life, whatever, many, many places and many ideas, etc. This is just one of them. And these people that opposed Hasidism were called misnagdim. It comes from the word neged in Hebrew, which means against. They were against Hasidus. After many, many tries of destroying Hasidus and they couldn't do it, they came up with a very good idea. The idea was, let's make the Russians, like the government, the Tsar, etc., etc., destroy Hasidus. If we can't do it, so let's involve other people. So what did they do? They told the Russian government, at that time it was the Tsar, etc., that the Alter Rebbe was actually rebelling himself against Russia. Why? How did they do that? Very simple. There were Jews that were very, very connected to Hasidim. Actually, they were Hasidim that lived in the land of Israel, in Eretz Israel. And at that time, middle of 1700s, almost end of 1700s, there was a lot of hunger over there. It was very, very difficult life. Really, really difficult life. Therefore, all their quote-unquote brothers in Russia, Poland, etc., they used to gather money to send over there for their needs. Really hunger, like, not that they didn't have the last Ferrari. They were hungry, really. So they used this fact that the Alter Rebbe used to gather money from the Russian quote-unquote government, from the Russian people, to give to the Ottoman Empire. That means the empire that was at war with Russia. But the Alter Rebbe was not giving the money for the Ottomans, whatever, for the Arabs, etc. No, he was giving the money for the Jews. However, those Jews lived under the Ottoman Empire. So they used this thing of transferring, so to speak, money from Russian Empire to Ottoman Empire, which were at war, to say, look, the Alter Rebbe, these Hasidis, etc., etc., they support your biggest enemy, at least at the time, your biggest enemy. He raises money from your people to kill you, actually, to be an enemy of you. So that's why when the Russian government got this information, of course, they put the Alter Rebbe in jail. They judged him, they made him so many questions, and there are so many stories, very interesting stories about the Alter Rebbe in prison. The Tsar himself went to see the Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe raised up. The Tsar was dressed like a very simple person to see who this rabbi is. And when the Tsar came into the jail, to the room, to the prison itself, to the jail of the Alter Rebbe just raised up. And the Tsar asked him, why do you raise up? Like, I'm a simple person. So the Alter Rebbe answered, in front of your majesty, I should rise up myself. I should stand up. So Alter Rebbe sensed that this is not a regular guy. This was the Tsar of Russia. So he immediately realized that this is not a regular rabbi. This is not just another rabbi like so many of us, etc. This is a special guy. Okay, this is just one story. There are so many stories. The point is that the Alter Rebbe was liberated in the 90th of Kislev. So that's why year after year, Hasidim in Chabad specifically celebrate this day. But this is not the only thing. Other Hasidim also celebrate. Why? Because the 19th of Kislev, I forgot the exact year, doesn't really matter. The Maggid of Mezrich, the second Hasidic leader after the Baal Shem Tov, passed away also in 19th of Kislev. So other Hasidim also celebrate, but for a different reason, whatever. And this became, in the Chabad movement, Chag HaChagim, the holiday of holidays. It's like Kodesh Kodoshim, Sanctus Sanctorum, the most high holiday in all Hasidic Chabad. Okay, this is about who the Alter Rebbe basically was, the leader of Chabad, and why he was put in prison. And he was liberated because, of course, it was not true. He was not giving money to the Ottoman Empire. He was giving money for Jews in Hungary, in Eretz Israel.